Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
There it is.
Happy Tuesday. It's a beautiful day outside today. It is election day as well. If you have not done that, do your civic duty if you can.
Your duty.
I did it this morning. Didn't get a sticker. I'm going to be upset the rest of the day.
Fraud.
I know. How am I supposed to tell people I voted? I don't have the sticker. And the worst part is, Derek, finished up walking out. I'm like, all right, cool. I got to go to work. I'm like 5 minutes away from the polling place. I'm like, I don't have a sticker. It never occurred to me.
Could you imagine just busting a UE just so you get the, like, you walk back in there and go, I never got my sticker.
Brutal. Brutal.
Yeah, that would be an interesting way to live here. But go do what you got to do there. And while you're doing it, you could be listening to us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at NorthtownAuto.com. He's Zach Jones. I'm Derek Kramer. It's trade deadline day. And
will they do anything?
I bet you they do, because there's no coincidence that all of a sudden Taron Johnson had a restructuring of his contract to free up some cap space. Yeah, that's not an accident. That's not just something that they decided to do for no reason. There's a purpose behind that, and I'm going to be the one to say it right now to everyone. Hold on to your butts until about the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Chris Trapasso had a good tweet yesterday. Because Amari Cooper does not land on this. So if anyone asking for the Amari Cooper,
that is true.
He doesn't land on this. Just trade deadline day, time when the trades were announced or reported, it's around 3 to 3:30.
Yes.
Is usually when they've done it. We'll see if that changes this year. I'm fully prepared for a trade to break. We were on this show. It was me and Josh Schmidt when Stephon Diggs' trade broke. And we had to never forget the day having to pivot from talking about Stephon Diggs. And if the Bills still trusted him as a number one receiver, too, going, cool, so the Bills got rid of him. Here's where we're at.
That is an interesting pivot. But, yes, the tweet that we're mentioning from Chris Trapasso mentions three times that Bean did this. Amari Cooper, as you mentioned, is not on this. But that means that three of the four deadline deals are announced in the 3 o'clock hour or later. Calvin Benjamin was announced at 4:12 p.m., as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, so like one of those, like, hey, we're still getting rumblings here. You know, the league office has got to, you know, officially say yes, all that jazz.
Nyheim Hines was announced at or reported at 3:57.
Mm-hmm.
And Rasul Douglas was announced at 3:32.
So we may have a long day for us. The deadline is at 4. I will say, just right off the bat, we're not going to spend too much time on the Kansas City game. It is a much more positive, though, time for the trade deadline than it potentially could have been. I mean, if they were 5-3... I think there would have been a lot more hostility. I mean, maybe even for us, of just like, you need to do anything.
Anxiety, I think, is the right
anxiety
word.
Is probably the right way to put it. Where now it's, okay, they're 6-2. Now you're still in a battle for the one seed. Indy loses to Pittsburgh, kind of
right.
Stunningly. I mean, to be perfectly honest, they look terrible against the Steelers. You know, New England, you're still chasing. Now you've put Kansas City in a bind, and I haven't really heard their name too much in some of the trade rumblings. So we'll see if they do anything. But the cap space being freed up, I think they're sitting around $3 to $3.5 million now in cap space following the Taron Johnson restructuring. That does mean if they so choose, and if they really want to do it, they can make a few moves here. There are a number of guys with the cap hits that we've all been talking about are under $1 million or around $1 million in a cap hit. So the Bills wouldn't have to do too much. They could just bring them on the roster. We'll figure this out in February, March, when the new season starts and we've got to start thinking towards 26, 27. Some of those names do include Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Carl Granderson. Those are just the Saints guys.
Those are just the Saints guys.
And so they – look, maybe that's glass half full. That's what got me curious last night by the restructuring of Taron Johnson's contract is because of the Hoyt injury – are they now going, okay, we're going to have to add two guys?
I look at, ready? Because of the Hoyt injury, I look at a player that played last night in Arizona, Calais Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
38 years old. It's a cap hit that you can easily manage, especially after the restructures now. That he's 38, but he still does play at a good level, would be a nice rotational piece, can play both D-end and D-tackle for you. Sound familiar?
Right, so he kind of could fill in the Hoyt role. It's very much the one-year rental.
Very lengthy wingspan, by the way. Calais Campbell has notably throughout his career consistently blocked field goals.
That's nice.
Because he does have that extra reach. Because I think Campbell's like 6'8 or something like that.
Yeah, he's a bit of a physical freak.
So,
but he's a full one-year rental, would be pretty cheap, so you wouldn't have to mortgage the future. I wonder, though, how much appetite the Bills would have for this. We haven't been able to talk too much on the trade deadline, mainly just it's been far away. The NFL trade deadline is not like the NBA or the NHL or the MLB, where teams make multiple moves and they get frisky with it. It's not that. Usually, the Bills kind of participate. It's like one, maybe two deals in the period. Philadelphia's a bit more aggressive than you usually see. They've made three deals, although many of them have been very minor moves, not, you know, discounting Jalen Phillips, you know, third-round pick for an expiring contract for an edge rusher. They are obviously making some pretty big moves. The Rams, though, but I don't even know if those deals were necessarily on deadline day. For me, this is just more, do the Bills fill any of the holes they do have? I will say this, as someone that has given a lot of flack to Bean and the recent drafting, what have you, the young players have flashed for the Bills this year. Deion Walker, Max Harrison, in just two games, already looks like a huge difference maker for the Bills. He gets his first interception on what kind of looks like an arm punt, but it's he's still great the entire game and really lockdown worthy. Cole Bishop has really ascended in year two. Jordan Hancock seems to be the future at the second safety, maybe past this year, we'll see. But at least once he gets comfortable,
rotational piece.
I think Poyer will start to move down the ladder. Okay, you're going to be the depth guy, and that's fine. But he has looked pretty good as well this year. It should be noted. I mentioned Deion Walker endlessly with how good he's been. And then, while they are going to miss him, the free agent hits with Michael Hoyt was exceptional for seven quarters.
Michael Hoyt was, as Bills fans, we were ripped off. Not by Michael Hoyt, but by the season that he could have had.
Mm-hmm.
By circumstance, we were ripped off. Michael Hoyt was ripped off of a season. Because, you know, he mentions how the whole process happened with the suspension for the enhanced substances and how he effectively felt betrayed in that sort of way. But, again, you got seven quarters of lights out football from Michael Hoyt, and now you're only sitting here thinking what could have been. And it sounds similar to what has happened with Ed Oliver's season. It is a what could have been year because in back-to-back weeks, you lose a defensive lineman that averaged a sack a game. And on a Bills team that is getting more consistency in its pass rush all of a sudden, having those two guys would have only made that stronger and better, and even more terrifying. Welcome now, though, to the other infuriating thing about Granted, we're not going to talk much about Kansas City, but there is an infuriating aspect about that win. I saw the defensive line play amongst its best football there. And the last time I saw Kansas City, the defensive line had probably its worst football played. Are some pieces different? Yes. But in particular, Rousseau was fantastic in that game. In the AFC Championship game, it was probably his worst game of his career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just keep getting it done in January. Keep getting it done and get it done through January is really what I want to say on that.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, the defensive line has been playing great this year. Literally, outside of Denver, who has 40 sacks, the Bills are right around the area of being tied for second. Second place alone is Detroit at 28. The Bills are eighth with 25 sacks.
Broncos have 40 sacks.
That's like, but they're the complete outlier. A bunch of teams are clumped together within like 3 sacks of each other.
No wonder nobody scores in those games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot. Nick Benito, pretty sweet. Zach Allen, pretty sweet. You did see stuff from the Bills' defense the last 2 weeks. I think really since the bye, you can even go back further.
The second half of Atlanta.
That, okay, a light slipped on, whatever it may be. I think there's real smoke to the fire that McDermott is calling plays now, or at least it is absolutely a joint effort between him and Babich. I think that would absolutely point to a difference in how they're playing. And look, Carolina goes out and beats Green Bay. A week before that, they're getting absolutely dominated in every facet by the Bills at home. And then the Bills have maybe their best performance on defense against Mahomes, a career low for him in completion percentage, 15 hits, 3 sacks. They're all over him. I think my thing there with the defense and the addition, I think they may just have to do it purely off of bodies that have dropped. You know, yes, you are getting Daquan Jones back. We'll see about TJ Sanders and Shaq Thompson, what have you. But they've had a lot of key guys go down. Ed Oliver, the report Sunday morning was that they hope to get him back by wild card weekend or divisional round weekend. We'll see if that ends up being true, but it is still a torn bicep. So you don't want to lean on like, oh yeah, guys, but once he's back, he's going to be 100%. That is probably not the case. It could be, probably not. So I do look at a guy like a Carl Granderson, who while hasn't had a sack in 5 games, was really good for the Saints to start the year. He has 4.5, and he kind of did that all within 3 weeks. And if you put him on a defensive line that has Joey Bosa feasting, AJ Epinesa and Greg Rousseau also doing a hell of a job back there, and now better coverage by the Bills. And that has been something. Why they've been able to get after the quarterback much better. The pressure rates were already high. That's why you keep hearing people were talking about Joey Bosa in such a positive. He was getting there. He just needed that half second more. Little bit tighter coverage for a quarterback to not make a throw. He's probably getting home. Or he's at least forcing a quarterback to escape the pocket, whatever. I think if you can go at a guy like a Carl Granderson, that could be a big boon for them. But I do still sit, Derek, with offense. And while, yes, Allen had a great game, I think his best game so far this year, 3 incompletions. He had the same amount of sacks as he did incompletions. It's pretty much all tight ends, which not I don't want to say it's a bad thing and that's unsustainable. I think Kincaid, when he is on the field and healthy, is their best receiving weapon. And he can be. I think that's okay. But why I've always looked at Rashid Shaheed, or if you want to get after it and go Chris Olave, it spreads everybody else out. And right now, you're not getting anything from Keon Coleman. He is on the field more than any other receiver, but it seems to be just as a blocker. I mean, it feels like there's just nothing coming from Coleman since that fourth quarter against Baltimore all the way back in week 1. I mean, we are well past that now. And so if they can get a Rashid Shaheed or a Chris Olave, that opens up the offense so more. I think that just takes a lot of pressure off the defense as well.
I do think that there is something to the method of the Bills' madness where if they don't add a receiver, I'm not really going to be surprised at this point. And it's because of the fact that their offense, they probably do believe this is sustainable. The way that they're running the football consistently. I mean, the New England game looks like it is the true anomaly of that. Because Atlanta, yeah, Cook has less than 100 yards, but there at least is something there. I'm pretty sure he had less than 50 against the Patriots. But you mentioned the tight ends getting a lot of that production. Kincaid's on the field only 35% of the game.
Yeah, they haven't changed that to all of a sudden was he third?
Third.
For the tight ends in how much he was on the field.
So that makes me think, though, we'll use him more in the postseason. because he's already productive now, seeing only 23 of the snaps out of a total of 66. Okay. Sign me up. I do suspect they will use him more if it needs to happen. They will keep using Knox and Hawes as well as they need to because they are the better blockers of the two, are they not?
Kincaid's been much better, but yes.
Kincaid's been much better, but you know those two are the primary blockers, which means they are still going to be looking at James Cook and thinking, this is the guy. Joe DiBiase mentioned something, a tweet earlier in the morning of, do they look at maybe even, and this will send everyone into a rage,
running back,
adding a running back to help stabilize if James Cook misses any time at all.
Well, because I mean that's been a big talking point already this year is that outside of Cook, they're not getting anything from the run game. You know, he is not just a replaceable piece. I've mentioned this as well. Kind of eating a little bit of crow is he's not just a replaceable piece to them. He is probably the third or second best running back in the league this year, and then they're not getting really anything from Ty Johnson. And I think for me at least, especially Ray Davis, who you would have thought when they drafted him, maybe is going to be the replacement for Cook if they don't sign him to a long-term deal. Of course, the summer sort of changed that idea. But then it really got solidified as the season has gone on, where Davis has just really become a non-factor.
Not to mention, though, more on Cook with this. James Cook is 28 yards away from the rushing lead, and he's played one less game than Jonathan Taylor. Yeah.
I didn't realize they were that close.
867 for Cook versus Taylor's 895.
Did not know they were that close.
And the Bills have had their bye week already. Adding a running back is a factor that I have to put a non-0% chance on.
Right.
And I know that will make people sick to their stomachs to even think that that's a possibility. Again, not my idea. I'm just mentioning it.
But I think it is right to mention, though, but this is their identity. This is how they're winning football games. And if Cook goes down, they may have a much bigger problem than, well, Josh Palmer goes down. It hurts them a little bit in Carolina. They don't really need it, though. The running game's fine. In Kansas City, it really didn't hurt them. Or against Kansas City.
I was going to say, against Atlanta is probably where it hurt them the most in that game. Otherwise, no. I think Josh Palmer's been okay as an addition. He's no Michael Hoyt in the seven quarters of impact that man had. But it turns back to, what is Joe Brady doing with this team? He's running the football. And it has become, in this day and age, if you need to move the football, it's because defenses are telling you that you need to run the football. Base is nickel now. The Bills run a 13 package more than any team but the Rams at this point. By the way, Sean McVay is a psychopath.
Big fan.
But, again, one of those tight ends blocks like a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills revolutionized the idea of putting a six offensive lineman back out there again. Because teams are doing it around the league again. Joe Brady wants to run the football. I don't like saying it and giving it this much attention. But do not go punching air if the Bills grab a running back, okay?
I won't love it. I really will not love it.
The player that Joe mentioned in his tweet was Tony Pollard. I'd be more ecstatic about them adding Tony Pollard than Jacoby Myers. And I think it just has to do with the quality of the players.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think that's right.
So, be careful what you wish for is really what I want to say in this at the end of the day.
803-0550, the number to call. I want to give your thoughts on what you want to see the Bills do today. The trade deadline is at 4 p.m. Thanks to Chris Trapasso, who is absolutely a friend of the show and friend of the station. Usually for trade deadline days, it's around 3 to 3:30 or even past the deadline where news is still coming in. So maybe it won't happen during our show. There's always a chance, though. We already have one deal confirmed today. It is with the Cowboys, who, funny enough, their owner Jerry Jones said yesterday, I believe on Sirius Radio, that he had made a trade, or that they were going to make a trade on deadline day. They were just, like, you know, finishing out the details. It's true. They have traded for linebacker Logan Wilson from Cincinnati, and it's for a seventh-round pick. Nothing too crazy, but I do know that was also a name that was floated around that the Bills were kind of keeping tabs on. Adding a linebacker, they've picked up major injuries at that position. Could absolutely see something like that as well.
Adding a Bengals defensive player to the Cowboys defense. That sounds like a winning recipe.
It's not great. It's not the best idea, especially because he was losing snaps on an already horrific defense. I also, though, I want to go to Twitter here because we've got a few responses as well. And one I think that's interesting, and I think Glenn is right to bring this up. Bean is consistent with regards to acquiring players who fit into the team's culture. I believe that is going to be defensive tackle Harrison Phillips, who is right now on the New York Jets. I'd be a little surprised if they made a trade with the Jets. If Phillips was still on the Vikings, I would be 100% on that. The Jets, I have a little bit. It's why I don't even really entertain the Jalen Waddle idea. Waddle's kind of in the same situation that Olave's in, where the cap hit is basically nothing.
Right.
And to be fair, after Waddle's rookie year, you've more than seen that he's a complement receiver. He is not a number one. He has great games. He has great moments. He's not a one. So you can maybe get him for potentially the same price you could get Olave for. But he's a Dolphin. And I don't imagine the Dolphins, a week before they'll play them and they just got rid of their GM, will then send them to the Bills.
They're not doing a division rival a favor.
And to be fair, I almost don't even see the Dolphins doing anything else anymore. They don't have their GM set in. I don't think they'll want to make moves that maybe set the team up in the future. I think that's why they got rid of Chris Greer now rather than a little bit later, is we don't want him touching the rest of the future of the team. We're ready to move on.
Right.
We don't want anything happening on the deadline day. And while it's still his job, it would still be his job. And he would still probably act like it, and that's totally fair. So, look, maybe Waddle could absolutely be moved. I just don't see it with them having an interim GM, and I certainly don't see it with the Bills being a division rival, and you're playing them on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, could you, just for a minute, could you imagine Waddle straight to the Bills today? I mean, does he even leave Miami? Just send him the playbook. Like, dude, we'll meet you there. One of our coaches will come down there, and we'll meet you there.
I don't know how I would react to that, mostly based on Miami's incompetence on that sort of thing. Trading Waddle at all. Really? Because the Dolphins want to probably get themselves a little bit different identity. I don't know if they're moving on from Tua or not. That contract's really hard to deal with.
The contract is tough.
That contract is very tough. But at the same time, that man has been dreadful. And yet, there's rumors they might keep McDaniel. The one thing I do know about Miami's offense is that Jalen Waddle is good at football.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Devon Achane, that's the answers I've got about Miami's offense. Those two are good. That's it. End of list. We know they don't have a quality offensive line.
No.
Their depth is, well, depth at wide receiver. So if they trade the best piece that they have on their offense, with no general manager truly in place yet, oh boy, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'd be a little surprised. The Jalen Phillips trade made more sense because just he was on an expiring contract. They probably weren't going to bring him back
yet. Right, they gave Waddle an extension.
Yeah, Waddle is going to be on the books after this year. Like, that's the thing. The cap hit's not that bad now. It gets much worse next year, I believe next year.
So it is kind of imperative for Miami to hold on to their best offensive player, really is what this is. Phillips was an interesting one for me. Nate brought it up on the overtime show. I was worried about the cap hit because it was before, obviously, they made the restructure with Taron Johnson happen. But then Philly trades for him the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
I also still think, talking about Miami players is a little bit redundant because of the fact that I don't think they're going to do a division rival a favor, especially said division rival that was the bane to their Batman over the last few years. Why would you give that team help?
Yeah. It's also why.
That would be like the Bills back in the drought days, mm-hmm, of, hey, let's trade the Patriots our best offensive player.
Because we're going to restart, but we're going to help them out too.
We're going to help them out.
Yeah, no, and that's why
I'm not calling the Bills the Patriots. Obviously, I'm just saying division rival that has been humiliating said team. Mm-hmm. Do not help them.
But it's why I do look at teams like the Saints more. Saints only have 5 draft picks. They've got a number of players that could help the Bills out now, and it's AFC, NFC. The Saints literally won't have to worry about the Bills and could get a few more draft. They only have 5 going into this year.
That is a key factor that I really do think that Calais Campbell should be the target because of the fact that he plays D-tackle and D-end, and he has 5 sacks on the year. He had 2 last night against Dallas. Mm-hmm. He is consistently getting quarterback hits throughout the year, by the way. It makes too much sense to have the versatility that you just lost with Hoyt.
Yeah. We'll see about Arizona with Campbell. We'll see about New Orleans with Granderson, Olave, Shahid, and many
others.
The
Saints have a lot of targets that they would be looking at.
Many others on there. I think
Harrison
the
Phillips did,
should be very active.
Harrison
today.
Phillips is interesting. Like I said, division rivals don't typically like to help each other, but Harrison Phillips is not Jalen Waddle.
Nope.
Or is he Jalen Phillips, even in that sense? I would be interested to see if that's a trade that the Jets would be willing to make.
803-0550, again, the number to call. I want to give your thoughts on what do you want to see the Bills do before the 4 p.m. trade deadline. We'll also get some of your tweets. And we've got primetime players coming up at 11 o'clock as well. Sabres in action tonight at home, Utah, 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. Nice busy sports day here on Election Day as well. You're listening to WGR.
Josh Allen was comfortable all night, and Mahomes was never comfortable for 3.5 hours. That defensive front, Joey Bosa, that's why they signed him. He's a pain in the butt, and Andy Reid knows it. So there is a way to beat Kansas City when they lose, and sometimes they lose ugly. Mahomes is getting hit.
Kyle Coward there on his show yesterday talking about the Bills-Chiefs game from Sunday. He also does mention a little bit later on in that clip his thoughts on what the Bills need to do with the trade deadline. He said receiver.
And by the way, I want to make something Labatt crystal clear real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in favor of adding a running back over a receiver. It's just more I'm on the anti-Jacoby Myers train on that, I guess.
Okay.
Like when I said I'd rather have Tony Pollard than have mm-hmm. Jacoby Myers, that has to do with the caliber of Myers. I think Myers is just a guy. And it's kind of showing now.
That's fair.
So, no.
I'm on the anti-Calvin Ridley train. Mainly, he's expensive and not good.
Yeah, if he's expensive, you're not getting
him. Yeah, I know.
So, good news, Zach. I'll let you know right now. You're probably not going to have to deal with that problem.
Saying this now.
But, yes, there's a little bit to that. But
we do have some news. Real quick, we'll get to that here in just a moment, but let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 4th, 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. I got through excellence twice. It just took some time.
And like how you intercepted me with that TRS read there, we do have some news. No, not that kind of news, you sickos. Calm down. The Sabres called up Noah Osland to the active roster. I would imagine that has to do with the fact that Yuri Kulik and Jason Zucker were both doubtful to play tonight against Utah. Paul Hamilton also saying that Tyson Kozak returned to practice today. Sabres taking on the Mammoth tonight. J.J. Paterka, his first game back in Buffalo since demanding effectively a trade. And then, hey, the Bandits have some news too. They announced that they gave Tohoka Nanakoke a 3-year extension. So Nanakoke staying alongside with the Bandits there for the next couple of years. And
incredible name.
After what happened, though, like losing Fraser and I think it was Cloutier, you need to make sure you're keeping some of these guys in-house here. They bring back Ryan Benesch
mm-hmm.
after a couple of years away and now announcing that Nanakoke is here to stay. So good. Bandits making some moves there. I'm happy to learn that that lockout is not
It's not imminent, yeah.
They're conducting business like there's going to be a season. So, though a lockout would have been a pretty effective way to stop the Bandits from four-peating.
That's going to be a fun storyline to follow.
Yeah, right?
I mean, having attended my first game, that's going to be a really fun story to follow.
And you went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You were at the finals.
Who's at the finals? Which I still stand by. I feel almost like that shouldn't have been my first game. Like I'm like, no, some of you have been living and breathing this for years. And here I am stepping in for a three-peat going, hey, guys. Hey, guys, I'm here. Oh, welcome to the party. Let's go. Like, no, it's not that bad. But for me personally, I was like, ah. I shouldn't be doing this.
Yes, I am always Bandit fan. Here, I am part of Bandit's
Lands. I'm waving the towel they gave me. Yeah. I have no Bandit's gear.
I'm over here at Bandit's Lands. I know you're not that casual, but like that's just a fun way
to tell a joke. That's how it felt. We are also talking the NFL trade deadline today. 4 p.m. deadline. The Bills did move some camp yesterday, so it does somewhat signal that a move could be on the horizon. We'll see if anything gets done. Typically on deadline day, it's closer to the actual 4 p.m. finish line where they announce a move rather than during the show, but we're keeping vigilant. We'll see what happens.
I do love the headcanon that is completely not true of Brandon Bean's just taking a solid, strong nap at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
He's just hanging lounged, out. Lounged back in the chair, and then at 3 o'clock. You ever have one of those naps, though, where you wake up and, like, all of a sudden in a panic for no reason?
It's been a while, but yes.
Like, that's what's happening.
It's the midday nap, yeah.
Brandon Bean just, oh, my God, the deadline. And then gets to work and hammers in a deal within like 30 minutes. So I know that's the complete opposite. He's probably been to work at 4 a.m. since doing this.
Especially he moved the cap yesterday.
He moved the cap and restructured it. The man was probably at work today at 4 a.m. No, instead it's 3 a.m. and he's like Patrick Starr. Oh boy, 3 a.m.
Nice. Being after dark. We'll see if anything happens today. We're keeping vigilant, but we're also taking your calls, 803-0550. Your thoughts on what you want to see the Bills add. There's a number of positions they could go to, and thanks to the cap space being freed up, they may even be able to do two or more trades, probably just one or two, if that at all. Probably more along the lines of one, but never know. The Eagles have made 3 already, and that's even before today.
Howie Roseman's got to calm down.
Not keep it going. Force others to follow you. Let's get connected to our fans, though. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We start off today with Steve on the line. Steve, how are we doing?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Doing well.
Hey, got a question for you. My preference would be Olave. Rookie contract. Next year when the cap goes up, you could restructure him, get him signed. I like his speed. He's had a couple injuries, but we don't have anything like him. What are your thoughts?
I think that is absolutely right, Steve. On Olave, me and Derek talked about this off air because I did want to bring Olave up.
There's a really interesting wrinkle here.
I wanted to bring him up. My thing is, and whenever anyone's asked me what my preference is, I have gone, when talking receiver, I have gone to Rashid Shaheed. He adds a speed element. He's kind of a rental guy. He's not going to fill that wide receiver run space. And I don't really know if the Bills want to do that. I think that would change very much the everyone eats because I think Olave is more than talented enough to warrant a ton of target share. On Olave, though, if they were to add him, as Steve brought up there, he's actually cheaper than Rashid Shaheed.
Right.
Because of the rookie contract. Actually, adding Olave might allow you to make two trades, although a little bit more expensive to actually acquire him. Probably a second, maybe even a late first, which is where you'd pick. My thing with Olave is I'd be thrilled. I would absolutely be thrilled. My fear is the four concussions in 3 years. That is terrifying to me.
Now, to build on that a little bit, the concussion history. The Bills have had a recent signee under this regime that came in with massive concussion worries, but was also given a huge contract. I do believe at that time was the best at his position, like highest at his position.
Highest position.
Mitch Morse.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
If people are Bills and Sabres fans, they look back now at Josh Norris and go, okay, that terrifies me. Injury history, don't love that. Which then proves the point of you are injury prone until you're not. Matter of fact, Joey Bosa's been doing pretty well here.
He's another one where it's like, okay, hey, he came in with a lot of red flags.
I aggressively knocked on wood. You're all welcome.
But the fear was there of like, are we sure about this? So that may point to Bills don't really care.
Bills don't really care.
They trust their medical staff. If they get a full clearance, go.
I also think that they would be able to use this as a bargaining chip.
Deion Walker, though, they draft him.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there? He's fine. We're good. Bring him in.
But to stay on Olave with this, I think there's two factors to this. One, acquiring him on that rookie contract does allow you to do, one, invest in a young player that is talented, that has the ability. But because of the concussion history, you also have a chance to get out of it if the risk is too high at that point. It's a rental.
Yeah, the Saints did pick up the fifth-year option.
But so it's still what, a one-year rental after that?
Yep. So you'd have him for this year, half of
this year,
and next year, yeah.
So that's fine. It's a short-term deal then, like Rasul Douglas. Perfectly fine, good investment then. You tried. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. The second thing is, with the concussion history, is that an opportunity to drive the price down? Maybe it's not a first that's required. Or maybe it was supposed to be more expensive than a first because a lot of teams are calling. Does it only become a first? Or is it conditions? Can I make this a conditional second-round pick that can become a first? And would the Saints be willing to accept that? That's where I think things get interesting. Or the conditional first, is it this year or next year? Because there are injury concerns. That is where I think Olave is more fascinating in more ways than one because it has multiple factors to it. I'm still on team add defensive line. I think the Bills offense is going to be frustrating to watch in terms of our vanity because I did mention last week how it's boring sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Boring doesn't mean ineffective. Boring doesn't mean unsustainable. It just sometimes looks a little boring, and that's okay. But I do think that that is something that when they're running the football, man, look out. They're not to be stopped, and they could even be playing a subpar game and put up 30 points if they're running the football effectively. That is the part that seems sustainable at this point. Obviously, they don't score 30 against the Chiefs, but they probably put together their most complete performance.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
When they're running the football well, that is something that they cannot really be stopped. And they run the ball well more times than not.
It does help, too. I mean,
that's why I'm on.
You mentioned boring, but it does help that James Cook might be.
He's awesome.
One of the, aesthetically speaking, one of the better running backs to watch.
Yes.
That man is so shifty. His balance is incredible. The start, stop, go. We don't maybe talk enough about James Cook because of the passing game woes and everything like that. The ascension he has been on for the last 24 months, 2 years, however, incredible. It has been one of my favorite things to watch. He goes from a guy that is going to be involved in the passing game, can't really be a three-down back, can't really be a main running back, to now, as you pointed out earlier in the show, he's barely behind Jonathan Taylor, who, while leading him in touchdowns, but rushing yards, he's barely behind Jonathan Taylor, and he's played one less game. You know, he's putting up performances we have not seen since Thurman Thomas or O.J. Simpson in the rushing game. And it is something, too, the Bills do have another elite player on offense. It's not just Josh Allen in the skill positions. It is also James Cook. You have to put his name in there. And that's something I've maybe fought a little bit too hard against of the lack of elite players, what have you. And I still stand a lot on that. But the one I do want to take away is James Cook. He is absolutely an elite running back.
He has been incredible in every manner of the word. I will go ahead and mention, though, that that's why I'm still on defensive line heavily. You have lost two incredible players already in back-to-back weeks. But the defense has been playing better. Okay. Should we reward that faith by bolstering it and trying to help you guys out? Because, man, you are getting beaten to hell and back, and now you're still kind of coming out the other side of it going, we're okay.
We're all right. We're breathing.
It's Randy Marsh in South Park. I didn't hear no bell. Do you reward that by trying to add to the strength, especially on the interior? Do you add to it to try to say, we believe in you guys, we're going to add to it so that we can get through this? And I think that's what you should do with this team.
803-0550, the number to call. Still taking your calls on the NFL trade deadline. What do you want to see the Bills do? We've heard from Chris Olave. We've also read some of the tweets as well. Defensive line help. We've been talking Calais Campbell and others. It should be an interesting day. We'll see how many deals even happen across the league. We also have a hockey game tonight as well. Sabres at home against Utah. 6 p.m. pregame, 7 p.m. puck drop. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR. Tailgate Trivia is back. It is presented by Total Sports Enterprise Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merch. It is courtesy of TSE Buffalo. Trade deadline day here in the NFL. We've also got a hockey game tonight. We had college basketball yesterday, everybody.
You're a sicko.
Yeah, we did.
It's not even that it was top 25 teams that you were looking at.
Nope.
Zach, what did your day start with yesterday?
8 in the morning.
Ready? Everyone, you just heard that. Yesterday, his day started at 8 in the morning. What were you doing at 8 in the morning?
I was watching the Field of 68's opening day marathon over on YouTube. It was for free. The stream did crap out in the middle of the St. Bonaventure game. We'll get to that here in just a moment.
But what was the first game you watched at 8 a.m., Zach?
Winthrop versus Queens, baby. Not Queens, New York either. It's in Charlotte. Queens University of Charlotte, I believe, is the full name.
You made that up.
Nope. On them, real quick, they actually can't participate in the NCAA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Play tournament or the NIT until next year. They're transitioning from D2.
That is a creative school that you just talked
about. Absolutely
creative
school.
You created a school in college hoops. 2K.
I don't even think we're getting that game anymore either.
Seven. That's why I said seven.
Yeah. St. Bonaventure versus Bradley. Nice 69-63 win over them.
Very nice.
That was weird, by the way. Bradley, before that, I was talking with Gianluca, the afternoon show video producer, Bonaventure alum. So we talk about Bonaventure. Weird. 5 minutes before that game tips off, Bonnie, I believe, is a 2.5-point underdog to Bradley. 5 minutes then before kickoff or tip off. 1.5-point favorite, Bonaventure. I don't know what happened. Something happened.
But then they won and covered.
They won and covered. UB men won and covered at home against Southern Miss yesterday. Ryan Sabol had 32 points, 7 threes. Niagara and Canisius, they were also in action. They had to play A-10 teams. Did not go well for them. And then UB women were at Marshall. They lost as well. But college basketball, full swing yesterday. We'll have a little bit more of that when the primetime players comes up next.
Zach is in sicko mode now. We are not. We're all doomed, everyone. I hope everyone understands the severity of this problem.
It's not a problem if you don't admit it. Let's go back to the phones. Adam is up next with us. Adam, how are we doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I'm excited for college basketball, too. So
there
we
go, baby.
And the sensation. Just in terms of the trade deadline, I would love to see a receiver come in, but the fact of the matter is we've already got enough receivers on our offense and we don't know how to use them. And you could say that, we just don't have the guy that we need. I just think they're pretty dedicated on offense to they're going to run the ball, they're going to use their tight ends. And I truthfully feel like just adding a wide receiver to this mix is just going to frustrate us even more. On top of the fact, if you look at where all the attrition is coming in on right now, it's on the defensive side. You know, if we're going to add a receiver, we have to subtract a receiver. You know, unless if you're talking about, trading Samuel and a third for, Olave straight up. Okay, that frees up a spot. But, you know, you got Oliver, who's pretty much done for the entire regular season at least.
Right.
You know, you got Hoyt down. He's going to be done for the year. You know, Taylor Rapp, I don't know what his designation is, but, you know, he's done.
Pointing to end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have holes on the defense, and, you know, there's only so many guys you can field. You know, we hear this all the time. So, you know, and also taking to the fact, too, we've lost in the playoffs however many years now because of our defense, you know, and we run into injuries. So I just feel like a wide receiver would be amazing if you can go out and pick up an A.J. Brown, hypothetically. That would be a dream, but I just don't see it happening. And on top of the fact, there's also who's giving up players. I mean, go through the standings right now. I mean, in the NFC, you have the Saints and the Giants who are pretty much out of it. Everybody else in the NFC is still pretty much in contention. And in the AFC, you have Vegas, the Titans, Browns, and then you got the Dolphins and the Jets, and that's really it. So, who's really giving up players if they feel like, you know, their team is still quote unquote in it. My pipe dream is I would love to see us get Dexter Lawrence. That would solve an immediate need. He's young still. I don't know what's going on with Daquan Jones, but I think that would bring a lot of solidarity to the defensive line. I'll just hang up and I'll listen to you guys' comments.
Adam, appreciate the call. Could I trouble you for a a Calais Campbell.
Right. That's the thing. Dexter Lawrence is the dream. Calais Campbell might be the affordable option.
It sounds too logical at this point for me. I guess, like, we have the wide receiver train here. I've got the, like, little car that you have to, like, pump the lever so that it moves. That's my – I'm on the Calais Campbell cart, okay?
I wonder about Calais Campbell, though. How much does last night's win mean for the – because Adam brings up a good point. A lot of teams in the NFC are not really quote,
A lot of teams are not out of it.
And does the win last night maybe push them to go, no, we're going to keep this guy who's been good for us. We're going to maybe make a playoff push here.
That also makes the Arizona Cardinals 3-5. All three of their teams in the West.
Doesn't save them. Oh, I know.
All three of their rivals are 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be fighting for a wild card spot. And they're two games behind ninth place. Be realistic.
Well, you know, maybe now that they moved to Jacoby Brissett, maybe they got something. I genuinely mean that as well. They may actually have something finally.
I'm not really.
Maybe not a playoff team, but just not.
Saving jobs. And you know how you save jobs? Help acquire some assets.
Yeah, more draft picks, more young talent.
If you can get something, like say it's a fourth round pick for Calais Campbell. That's, first of all, good job.
Mm-hmm.
You got a fourth round pick for a 38-year-old. But that's still also, I can add to that. I can add to my roster now. A fourth round pick is also ammunition to move up and down in day two, however you please.
Yeah. My guy I'd look at is maybe Carl Granderson.
From the Saints, yes.
Might be around the same. And yeah, it's the Saints. They're a team that has five draft picks going into this year, and they need talent almost everywhere.
You know who's disgustingly a team that should be on this radar? Atlanta. No first round pick.
Oh, yeah.
And you're 3-5. That loss is going to continue to remain frustrating.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Primetime players coming up at the top of the hour. We're also, of course, taking your calls. Trade deadline thoughts. What do you want to see the Bills do? We've heard from the offense. We've heard from the defense. I'd love to hear from you next. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.